Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
Mashallah. I want to show him how you put salt in your coffee.
I've already put too much salt in it. But
there's never too much salt because of how much calories.
This guy is killing me today. We are only having fights the whole day.
No, it was a pretty beautiful day until you said I don't have any etiquette and I'm not an athlete. So.
No.
You don't have any etiquette?
No.
Lose it.
And
wait,
you're not an athlete.
This is what Timmy did. He sat down and he did this.
Yes, do it. Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you just…
It's too much. It's too much, dog. It's too much. You don't know how… This guy's dangerous with the salt here.
Hey, man.
You're dangerous with it.
He's reckless.
He is.
Are you going to keep the salt shaker on the table?
You didn't throw it behind your shoulder. You know how much bad
Habibi,
luck…
Habibi, all this sugar should not have salt on
it. Look at that.
Can I tell you what? Also, after I ran with you, I was like, I can deal with you maybe for max 6 hours.
Oh, you've got me.
Wow. There's a time limit?
No, can I tell you why?
Well,
He said he was competitive. He said he was competitive, right?
He is.
And I was like, I dig him for that. I dig him for that. But like, you know how they say you should never meet your idols? I wish. I wish. Wallahi, I wish. You know, for a year and a half, I've peddled the idea. I tell people, I have met, genuinely, I've met four hilarious human beings in my life, right? Four. I don't know why I'm wearing these. I don't really need them.
You're
anybody?
Good.
Okay.
Because he's a professional, isn't he?
I know, right? Mm. But the four people are Trevor, as in Trevor Noah, a guy called Trevor. Eugene Kosa. Right, another guy called my father, right?
And he is hilarious, and a great actor, and
speaks Arabic, by the way,
and speaks Arabic.
Found that out this morning.
And this guy, Akawi,
Muhammad Akawi, the one and only.
And can I tell you, get him a Netflix special, someone.
This.
Bro, I wallahi,
yeah, not
this.
Even Netflix Shahid. Yeah.
And the first time I met him, quiet as hell. The first time I was on this podcast, quiet as he didn't say more than… In fact, on that podcast, I said, why doesn't this guy talk? I don't know what happened.
I think he was just having a moment.
That's how you came in a very long day.
He was just having a moment that day,
yeah.
I think.
I'm also shy.
I apologize, Sam, but I love you. And I'm glad how we've evolved.
Oh,
throughout this year and a half.
It's like a fan speaking to the person he loves. It's like… I mean, and I love you guys.
To that point, yeah. I have some great news for you, Akav. I think you'll enjoy this one.
Leicester.
According to the social
you're reading
media,
it off. According to what?
According to the social media.
To the social
the internet
media.
The
of the internet.
Kylie Jenner announced that her son's name is 80.
Okay. So for like our audience.
A Totterman, a peepee.
A what?
A peepee, a Totterman. Back home in South Africa, that's what we call a Totterman. A peepee.
Wait.
And it is spelled A-I-R-E.
Honestly, I didn't think of that when I read it. I hope she treats Aidy well.
I can't. The rest of this podcast
And I know
shy.
With her, Aidy's going to prosper. Yeah. So, I'm really happy for her.
Will there be a lot of ups and downs in the, in the rearing of
I
this?
Wonder when Aidy and Stormy collide, what's going to happen.
Oh, no. I don't even want to toss in. I'm just going to lay back on
I
this
can't.
One.
Like,
I can't.
I'm sure she has Arabic friends. No?
No.
I have no idea.
Akid? No? Like, she must be friends with the Hadith.
I have no idea.
No? I mean, probably,
generous friends with the Hadith. Why are we having this? I never thought in my life I'm going to sit down on this. Are the generous friends with
but
the
then,
Hadith
but
or
then
not?
His sign language.
It's a Totterman.
This whole thing. I can't. I don't want to contribute to
the
this.
The sign language is great. I don't even know how to translate this for the listeners.
But speaking of body parts… Shattaf report.
Yeah.
Where is it? Hit it.
We're just going to hit it. This one.
I can't hear it.
Reem Hamid, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shattaf report straight from 25 Hour Studio. We have Simi.
Educate Simeon. That was,
oh no, I've listened. I know the episode that has a Shataf report. I think it's the greatest feature ever.
Just we've so you guys know, life. Simi Thank heard you. Shataf report and yeah. he's like, I really need to come and at least try these two bathrooms. That's why he's here. This is how great and productive the Shataf report is.
It's a public service. It's a
take
public
us through
service
this week's Shataf report. For those of you that just listened,
greatest PSA of all time.
Shataf report is Reem's Shataf segment where she goes and does a public service. For everyone and goes and tries different bathrooms. And from that, she comes back and she tells them how great they are out of five. And she rates them based on Reem.
The construction of the Shataf, the pressure of the water, the temperature of the water,
three.
Right?
The bonus.
The what?
What's the bonus?
No,
there's a fourth one. The fourth one is the toilet paper.
The toilet paper, which is like, that's part of the overall experience.
The bonus is how nice the bathroom is.
And the ambiance. And then last week we added an additional, which was the distance to the bathroom. But that's not necessarily an issue. In some circumstances.
What this week, Reem?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are by Kite Beach, there's a cafe called Heel. Heel Cafe.
I love Kite Beach.
Right? Yeah. It's near
there. It's not by Kite Beach.
It is. It's
Manara
like,
Road. It's on the back.
It's like a few. It's in the back side of it.
Yeah.
So if you're in that area, none of the washrooms in that Jumeirah area are a vibe except for this one, and I'll tell you why.
When you say the Jumeirah area, you mean the public ones that's alongside.
No, there are some restaurants as well. Okay. I don't rate any of them at the moment.
Fair enough. Take us through here.
This one is the one that you. So you walk in, and everything is light. Airy, it's domed, and there's an
airy like the name of Kylie Jenner.
Exactly.
That's my guy. That's
my guy. I knew it. I threw it out there and got it. See,
man.
That's my teammate.
The fourth funniest person I know. What a man! What a man!
Didn't quite make the podium, but anyways. So you walk in. It's very, very bright, and there's an entire glass panel with a garden.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah. So you walk in. There's a garden. Everything is made from concrete, so it feels like it's coming out of the
bathroom.
So you
feel so you see the outside.
Yeah, you see a garden.
Ooh.
Right,
I don't know how it is in the men's.
I don't know how it is same in the same. Men's, but in the ladies, you sit down and the garden is to your right.
Are there people in the garden?
No, it's a closed off garden.
I can't do that under pressure. Are they looking at me?
Yeah, you know.
So for the podcast listeners, we'll upload a photo to Instagram of this.
Oh, nice.
Of Akawi using this bathroom for the first time.
Nice.
And then, so getting to the Shataf, as you, the construction of the Shataf is a completely black hose in a completely like beige.
But is the toilet black?
No.
Okay, good.
It's good. It's like very, very nice.
Okay.
And then the pressure, perfect.
Nice.
Temperature, a little hot, I have to say.
Like what's temperature? Usually give us the temperature.
Whereas the last two were like a very good like 25-ish. Mm-hmm. This one, I feel like it's going on the 26, 27.
Like when you walk inside the bathroom?
No. When you use the actual temperature of the water. Yeah. The pressure is really good, though,
and then
the actual construction of it—it looks like a rectangle. So when you press, like it's completely seamless. It's very, very nice. I like this experience.
Toilet paper,
2-ply, and you know they have the toilet paper holder has a place you can put your phone on.
Mm. Wow.
They thought of and the soap, the smell of the soap.
Soap.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Because there's a little place in Heel. It's like sandalwood bergamot.
I haven't been here and I know the bathroom.
Yeah. So the only thing I would deck points for is it's the toilet seat's a little low and the Shataf hose is a little long. But I'm okay with that.
Squat too far down.
You guys might have some issues. I have zero issues with that. But some people
is low.
And the Shataf hose is long.
Sounds like the perfect bathroom, actually.
Out of five, Reem.
Out of five, I give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Bro, she's giving everything fours.
No, I'm right. We need to get to that, as we go through this report.
Fair enough.
You know what, in this episode, we're gonna have to.
Yeah.
Airlines. You want me to go into airlines?
Oh, okay. That's always bad.
Bro, no.
So you can never go like… There's no such thing as a 4.5.
I feel like you need to come to Africa and see what a bad toilet is first. Before you… Do they have shut-offs in the airlines you have here?
No.
Exactly.
No one… But this is what I'm saying.
I think that's a portable shut off situation. Well, we're not gonna, well, that's the Mile High Club.
This is a PG segment for kids.
Okay, that's fine. Sorry. Hey. Sorry. But you just said 80 through the entire first part of this episode. Okay, no, we're PG now.
That's a kid's name.
That was the shut off report. Check it out at Heal. And I'm going to take Akawi there. You're going to have to take a picture of yourself in the bathroom. I can't go in the men's
with
washroom.
With the long hose.
With the long hose.
This is a PG segment,
No one's talking about…
We're going to end the segment right here right now. Thank
just
you.
Hopefully, when any of us have kids, we'll do a… What's it called? The Pampers report.
Oh,
where are the best ways to change your kids' diapers?
Wow.
Watch this space.
Good move.
Yeah, coming off.
That guy was ready.
Now on to the can show.
The real show.
Simi, welcome back, Simi.
Welcome back, Simi.
Hello, everyone. I'm
Simi,
so happy to be
you.
Here.
We love you.
How's your salted coffee?
It's delicious, by the way. I just want to say a couple of things up front.
Please do.
Love both you and Reem. Like I said, I love both of you. But
we love you too.
Me, man. I'm here for Akawi. I'm an Akawi. This is my guy. He came today. He ran with me.
We ran very slow. We did a sexy Simi pace.
Yeah. Oh. We did a very, very
what
slow
is it?
Pace.
Tell them about the random man I told you. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, let me explain something, right? I'm doing heart rate training. It's called Mephitone. I don't care how you spell it. Pentatone, Mephitone, whatever you want to say. We're doing the specific heart rate training.
I'm so lost right now.
Specific.
Okay.
I'm keeping my heart rate when I run between 120 and 147.
Okay.
Like, it's incredibly specific.
That's
right?
The fat-burning heart rate.
It is, but it's also an endurance.
Zone 2.
Your endurance raising.
Your zone 2 rate. Okay.
So that's why we were running slow. If we were doing a normal 5K, I can bust out a 6-minute 30 per kilometer. I'm not Usain Bolt or like Eliud Kipchoge. I'm running at a decent pace.
Right.
So now we're running. We're at the end of this 5 kilometer. Bear in mind, I'm meant to do 9, but I'm just like, I don't know, hold up this brother over here next to me. Maybe he's got meetings and stuff, right? So we're finishing. We're getting closer to Fields. He's like, yo, let's boost a little bit. I'm saying, fine, I can boost. My trainer's not going to be able to see the exact data that's given on my Strava. I'm running and this dude runs past us like 2 minutes earlier. And you know, a cow being a cow, he's like, hey, come, we can do it. He's running backwards now. Of course he is. You know? Of course
he's
running
backwards.
Because
he wanted backwards. To stop before Fields. I'm like, bro,
I wanted
run
to
with
reduce.
Me. Run
I wanted
Fields.
To
there's coconuts, there's juice, there's food.
Yeah.
So he's going, come on, you can do it. And the guy that just ran past us thinks I'm like some charity case now.
Wow.
So he's like, come on, you can do it. And when I look at
the… got so insulted,
bro.
Bro,
because 2 minutes before that, my man was pulling off his cap, wiping the sweat off. He runs so horribly. He's wearing the worst shoes. I can see his overpronation. And now all of a sudden, he's like, Kawi's biggest cheerleader. All of a sudden, he's trying to help me finish this mythical finish line. Who is this guy? And he's like, come on, bro. You can do it. I was like, you know when you want to swear someone, but just like, you can be deported here. And so I was just like, if I could hit you, I would. If this guy was running in my hood in South Africa, I would trip him. I'll be like, thank you so much, man. And as he turns forward, I run up and I just hit that bad leg. And this guy, honest to God, today when he went home, he's like, there was a guy struggling. And myself
guy.
And another guy.
You mean the random stranger?
Yeah.
Right.
We pulled him through. Because of this guy.
Little do they know, you're actually a superstar.
Bro, athlete. I did a marathon. This guy's longest run is like an 11 kilometer. I was so mad.
Not having
you
it
still
today.
Are, the sounds of it. You
I was upset. I'm
you
still
are.
I'm rightfully
you
upset.
Are.
Like, you know when I went to my Strava to boost my ego
afterwards?
Yeah.
I must
like I went there going, no, you've done bigger things than this. This 5 kilometer doesn't define you. So
you
mad.
Went back for reassurance?
Wow, well, I was.
Oh,
mad.
Bro.
Oh, man.
I've never written the role. Simi had a look for literally 4 milliseconds. Okay. When this between the guy saying yalla and me looking at the guy smiling and looking back, Simi didn't have it.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He was so pissed off.
Bro,
he's like, who invited this guy? Like,
exactly.
Like, who invited him? Okay,
exactly.
Who invited?
What's like the first rule of Dubai? Don't chat to strangers.
No, that's not the
that's
first rule.
Not the first that's not the first rule of
Dubai. No.
Okay, well, that's what they don't tell you that on the Emirates flight, by the way. Like, yo, someone's there, don't speak to them.
That's not the first rule.
What's the first rule of Dubai then?
What is the
first
rule?
Speak to everybody.
Yeah.
Be friendly.
Well, just actually, be cool, bro. Like, just
very
be cool.
Welcoming.
The last time I was on this podcast,
yeah,
Reem asked me a question saying, how long are you here for? And
yes.
I said a couple of months. And then you said, see you in 14 years.
And he's the fourth funniest person. You know. That was dope. And you still remember.
Yeah, but
it.
Have you ever… Okay, can I tell you why Akawi is the funniest person to me? From
I,
one Instagram
But he's very
story.
Humble. He doesn't count himself.
Yeah,
I
mean,
don't
that's
explain.
True. You're one of the funniest people I know. You can't count yourself.
That's,
but continue.
Akawi was flying somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He was at Dubai International Airport.
Right.
He said a couple of things in Arabic. I didn't understand it. But then he said… There's a bird. They're allowing birds into the airport now. And right. he zoomed into the pigeon. He said a couple of things to the pigeon in Arabic. And then he said, where are you flying to?
That yeah, was
that's,
it. That,
that's true. Look at
Sophia. That was the highlight.
Stop it.
He told the bird.
Stop it.
He told the bird where you fly.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. Okay.
And I screen recorded it. Because I didn't want that story to go after 24 hours. No, I don't want because my phone got jacked, but but I sent it to my dad. And my dad just wants all, he's like, well, lie, Arab people, we're the funniest. You know, I was going to different Arab shops and I was saying, you guys know Adil Imam? And they're like, yeah, maestro, comedy maestro. I said, I've met him. I've met another guy. He's up there. Look, where are you flying to? It's a bird. It's a bird in an airport. Oh, oh man. And from that moment I loved him. I love him. I'm like anything he does. Anything
he
did. Like I would see you come into like our Zoom meetings on a Monday morning and I'm like, oh yes. My guy is here. You guys don't know. You know when I put my phone down, like focus, he's gonna drop something now.
Something funny is gonna happen.
But have you ever seen a Sirius Akawi? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
No, it's not. Sirius Akawi is not funny.
No, no.
Like, he's not funny.
He can become a villain very
quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, yeah. I don't even want to look at him because it's going to get serious.
It's like a multiverse type of thing. You know, like, you know, like Doctor Strange? That Doctor Strange, he saves the world. And then you meet the other one. You're like, why is he not smiling, this Doctor Strange? This Doctor Strange, what's wrong? What? Doctor Strange, are you not going to help us? No. Hey, Sirius Akawi is a different one. You wear a suit on a Zoom meeting. Habibi, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, barely a t-shirt.
Show me the report. Huh? Reports? On what?
No. What report?
No, this is the thing. Akawi means business when he means business. Yeah. And the contrast is too dramatic for people. I don't think most people can handle it.
Don't meet your heroes, guys.
Don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes. Very good time. You guys have been great. I've enjoyed this episode.
Where are you going?
We just started.
So you have a show on the
27th.
I'm sorry, 27th.
So by the time this show comes out, I think your show will be over.
Yeah, it'll be over. Let me just tell you how it went. Absolutely fantastic.
I laughed. Let me tell you. I laughed my behind off.
His whole behind. To be honest, like I haven't done stand-up in a long time. In fact, I get booked more in Dubai to do stand-up than I do in South Africa.
Really? Do they use the same photo in South Africa as well?
It's a horrible photo, hey? We should have to put them. When you make a clip, you put that clip. So that photo, firstly, is like 8-9 years old. It was taken by an incredibly famous South African photographer. I cannot remember his name for the life of me right now.
Yeah.
But he does like all these famous. He wasn't famous when he took it of me, of course. He was like homeless then.
That makes more sense.
But if there's one thing I must tell you, my secret power isn't being like talented or like a little bit clever. Is that when you are near me, you become successful.
But
me, I stay the same. I stay exactly the same, right?
Is that what happened to Muhammad Akawi? He rose through the ranks.
But you know what? I get it. That's me and my exes. After I date a girl, she ends up getting married to the next guy.
My man. That's exactly what happened.
Wasn't there a movie about that?
Good luck, Chuck.
No, we'll call it Yatik al-Afya Odi.
When he does Arabic on the podcast, I love it. I don't even know what it means.
Watching Simi fangirl out over Akawi is my new favorite thing.
It's amazing.
He does the highlight. I want to be him so badly. I told him that I'm going to learn Arabic just so I can hear what. When he says, I'm just like, he's going to drop a gag now. You see, a lot of people that are listening to this, let me tell you something. Two people edit this podcast. Tech.plg. We don't know what the PLG stands for.
Parking lot geniuses.
Is that?
You thought it was like a PNG thing?
I thought that's a surname just in Arabic.
I
don't know. And then I also edit it, right?
Yes.
Simi.
And then when I edit it,
sometimes a Kawi speaks Arabic and then everybody laughs. I'm like, this must be the one of the coolest gags ever. I wish I knew what it was. And I start laughing for no reason. I'm like, you know, he probably said this. He probably said this is so funny. And then sometimes, can I tell you the one thing on this podcast that the listeners don't know? Is that when a Kawi swears, he actually, it's like he feels bad. But he still says the word.
Yes. So he works past it and makes up for it.
And we use, sometimes we use an AI generated tool that will pick up the swear words. It doesn't pick up a Kawi. So we only listen to him. Because the way he says it, he confuses the AI.
Because it's like a positive swear word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? But that's also being Lebanese. Because Lebanese use swear words as compliments as well.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
So you can go like, Kendall Jenner's son, Feek, Habibi. You know what I mean? Like, you can say that. You
Kendall Jenner's son, Feek, Habibi.
It's such, you know?
I didn't know you were Lebanese.
It's the tone
today,
of voice
bro.
That you say. Oh, really?
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Where did you think he was from?
I'm not going to lie.
No, go ahead.
I thought he was from Jordan.
It's all the same to me, bro.
Oh, well,
bro,
no, because I know tons of Lebanese people in South Africa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't come
up. I apologize.
Well, let me tell you, they all come from like the farm town of Lebanon, like the proper farms. Like if there's a rural village, they all come from one.
Because they love shiny things.
Oh my gosh. Colorful BMWs. That is their brand, bro. They get over there and then they go into, you ask them what they do. They're like import, export. You're like, but you play cards all day. What are you importing or exporting? Exactly, right?
You don't want to know.
Yeah. And then when you told me you're Lebanese, it's like, yo, this guy's also the coolest Lebanese. Have you thought of running for president, bro?
Akawi would win.
Yo, hands down.
No, I haven't.
Can we vote? Can non-Lebanese
What do we have to do to get you to be president?
You need to change the whole constitution because to be president, you need to be a Christian.
Okay, bro.
Oh, you mean we have to change your constitution?
We have to change.
One of the constitutions has to change.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Is there other things you can do in government?
It's Lebanon's loss, in my opinion.
Yeah. It is their loss.
It's Lebanon's loss.
It's all right. Okay. All right. So, Simi, take us through how you prepped for a show like the one that you came to do.
The one you're doing right now, do you write sketches, or do you write a small sketch
and then you rely on the audience, or like,
do you make it up on the spot?
No, I don't make.
Do you want me to give you inspirational looks as we sit down? What do you need?
You can just if you can help me make the jokes, because remember I'm still going to perform the gig.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just throw out the topics and everybody can do it. No, I'll explain to you how.
Okay, go.
So generally, for me specifically, is that I rely on storytelling. I do a thing called shadowing, which is I keep the punchline for as long as possible, and I'll do a long, long story in between. And when the punchline comes, that's when the relief is. And it's shadowing in the sense that people aren't meant to predict that punchline. So there's a twist. So when I prep for a show, I have a couple of gags that I know that are going to work, but most of the time I'll just speak through it. Because I know I'm going to get there in the end. And other comedians are much more punchier. They're like, oh, you know, every 42 seconds, you're going to need someone to laugh. I don't know. I'm just going to tell a joke. Because I know when I get the first laugh, I do rolling laughter. So it just continues. That being said, though, I could die on this gig that's happening on Friday. We'll never know.
Why?
I just don't feel as confident as I was before. And I don't know if it's because in your 20s, you feel like you're superhuman. In my 30s, I don't feel superhuman. I feel like there's a lot more things to worry about. You just ran a marathon
in your 30s.
I know, bro. I feel inspiration, and I'm funny, so, but I don't know I'm very if good on looking. The micro.
Single ladies. Single. That's it. And looking if for I, a reason
I
to come back
fall in love
in Dubai.
Let me tell you, Dubai has a ratio of every one man, there's four hot women outside. I walked into this hotel. Oh my gosh. I was like, are you guys shooting a Zara shoot over here today? What's going on?
It's a Zara shoot.
You guys, is H&M having a… It's like H&M effort. Is that what you do? The guy walked down. There's a guy walking down the stairs. He had a fade, like how I do, like shaved off on the
sides, right?
Yeah.
Gray hair. He had a really clean fade.
He had like the sexy, like salt and pepper beard.
Yeah, he
had
did.
A suit. I'm not a suit man with jeans type of guy. He had like these loafers. Bro, where I come from, Zara is like massive, bro. Zara is like the most expensive store you can buy in South Africa. Over here, Zara is like, okay, cool. So you're going to the bodega as well? Yes. So I see this guy walk down the stairs and I'm just like, wrong place to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And I was just like, okay.
No, this is the right place.
This is the right place.
This is the right place.
They're overdressed.
Okay. But I was just saying, there are club bangers here. So yes. if there are any single women.
True. Holla at them.
Wait, I still have one more stand-up question.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so let's say in previous shows, mm-hmm. if you've ever went through. You went and you, this is your MO, the shouting and you, the shadowing, and you wait a while mm-hmm. until you hit the punchline. Mm-hmm. Let's say after you do the first one, mm-hmm. they weren't as
responsive.
Responsive. Do you switch?
Nope.
The
let me tell you about
okay,
me,
do you
bro.
Switch the kind of jokes? Maybe nope. they're not in.
He's committed but to the game, you, yo.
Yeah, nope. Simi, nope. Simi goes nope. all the way.
Let me tell you something, bro.
So you would rather a whole silent show?
Yeah.
Rather than…
I've sat for an hour on stage yeah, with people yeah, not laughing. Yeah, yeah. I've got no… My skin is thick. It's thick. I'll only go cry at home. You'll never see me cry
on I'm not
stage.
Telling you to cry on stage, but no. at least change it up a
no,
bit.
No,
I don't. That's called chasing a dragon. Me, I won't chase a dragon. I'm
chasing
not Bruce
a
Lee.
Dragon?
You're yeah. chasing the laughter.
Yeah, bro. You're like, looking for it.
You're
remember
looking
Bruce Lee?
For it. No.
Yeah. Remember Bruce Lee?
Yeah.
Into the dragon.
Yeah.
And then he was fighting that dragon over there because yeah. he had to, the whole movie was him and this inner dragon yeah. that he was fighting. Me, I don't do that. If my movie was
what
Into
is
the
your
Dragon.
Inner dragon?
Me chasing laughter. Me, I don't like chasing it. If it doesn't come, it's not coming. I'm not going to spend
either
time.
Natural or not.
Yeah, I'm going to go through. I'm going to do my time because I'm booked for time. So if someone okay, Masha it doesn't really happen for like
Lose.
A one man show.
Lose,
so it's like either a stand up comedy or
yeah, like a 10 minute. Like I'll tell you, the last time I was in Dubai, I opened for Wayne Brady. Do you guys remember Wayne
remember
Brady?
That. We
yes,
were there.
We were
yeah.
there.
Let me tell you, I got booed. If that was in
I
South Africa,
that.
Yeah. 10 minutes of great comedy.
But here's the thing. That was a great joke though. And
yeah, and that guy…
That dude just got offended by
it. He heard the word Boko Haram. It's like, boo!
Yeah,
I didn't even get into the joke yet. So it threw me off. I did that. I finished that gag. I left, right? But everybody remembers that thing. So I was there. Wayne Brady, booed. Proper booed. If that was in South Africa, let me tell you. I asked him, switch the house lights on. Who booed me? You know? And then I take on the person. Because it's Dubai and the Emirates, I thought… Okay, maybe that's someone very important.
Right.
So,
right.
I ended the show, and I don't know if you, there's another South African comedian. So I ended the show by going, "You guys have been great. My name is Riyad Musa. Dr. Riyad Musa. Yeah. Find me on social media at Riyad Musa." Yeah. Left the stage. Right?
And they laughed at that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they didn't love it. They didn't know. They didn't
I
know
did. Riyad Musa was
yeah.
here as well. I
yeah,
saw
yeah,
his
directly
show.
Yeah.
I saw his show.
One of the gags I'm going to do on stage on Friday is that exact gag.
Oh, you're going to bring back
talk about it. Yeah, I'm not going to do the Boko Haram one because Dubai didn't really like it. But like in that instance, I don't feel bad. And then the Khalij Times wrote like, there's like a South African comedian came all the way and he did this. I was like, that's an asshole thing to do. Where I come from, you don't criticize craft.
Yeah.
Right? You rather don't write about it.
Exactly. I see what you
so
mean.
If you go watch a show, you don't go like, oh, that show was bad. You don't write about the show.
But
that's
then what,
the crits.
Okay. You mean, so there should be crits that do that, not just…
Well, people think because it's very American and UK thing to criticize, say, oh, this didn't do well because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
Right.
But where I come from, we don't do that. You just don't write about it. And they're not writing about it means it's
that
not
it wasn't
good enough.
Good.
Mm. Mm. But then you didn't do a show from where you came from. You traveled.
Yeah. Come oh, well, I've, you know, I've done shows at Dubai, Canada, England. The vast majority of Africa I've done.
Ladies, he's international.
Yeah, I am. Boom. Thank you. But I mean, like, Dubai has…
Comedy
it's very
comes
weird.
With air miles.
Yeah, it's very weird to do comedy here.
Yeah.
And I don't say it because I love Dubai. I love the UAE. I get excited when I get on a plane to come here. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. But where I come from, freedom of speech is a massive thing.
Yeah.
Because we have a democracy that is… It's like… It's solidified in it. So that's when someone goes boo in South Africa, firstly, it wouldn't happen. Secondly, like you take the guy on. And me, once I take a guy on, the guy with the microphone always wins.
Oh, yeah.
That's a stand-up rule. So, but back to your original thing. If things aren't going bad, I take it. Take it on the chin because every single person on this planet has a bad day at work.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Of course. But your anxieties, it was so funny. I understand why you're anxious because the last time you came, there was a lot of… I wouldn't say backlash. It wasn't that. It was just a misstep and a misunderstanding of your craft.
Mm.
But like this is redemption,
oh,
right?
God.
Don't you think? Like in my opinion,
this is a redemption story.
Oh God,
I
hope
listen,
goes well.
You know me. I always love a good. I love a good redemption story, and I feel like this is it. It doesn't have. And redemption isn't about. Isn't I don't think it's about. It's about showing up and doing the thing that you love to do.
But also, you know, at the same time, I must say this: I'm not a stadium comedian. That
no,
gig
not.
Was in a stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not.
It was at
me,
the
I'm
Coke.
A, I'm,
You're an intimate room.
Yeah, me, I'm an intimate room comedian. Okay. I know if it's like 100-seater, 200-seater, anybody on any day, I can match that person. Any comedian.
Right.
Any day.
Yeah.
I know I can feel it. But when it becomes stadium comedy, it's big. And laughter works differently in a stadium because you'll hear people laugh and the laughter will continue. And it disturbs my flow. And me, because I'm very gifted at telling a story, I feel that flow always.
You gotta keep going.
Yeah, it's, I like, I have to be more punchy, and I don't like being punchy. I like sitting down on a stool, taking a microphone, and telling a story. That's all I like to do. Sit down, microphone, tell a story.
There we go. So where's the next one at?
My next gig, well, this one is at the Mall of the Emirates at the theater. It's a beautiful theater.
Where's the next one? Because they're probably, by the time they hear it, this will be done.
Back home in South Africa, I've got a show on February 5th. I'm actually doing a live podcast, but I'm going to do about 30 minutes of stand-up.
Ooh, live podcast. Where can people watch it?
No, it won't be like, they won't be able to stream it. It's just people can come to the show and watch it. February 5th in Cape Town, if you guys are there.
Do we need a visa? To...
I think he needs a visa.
Yeah.
Because he's from Sudan.
Sudan just got beef with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You think that Rwanda, if you're from Rwanda, just cancel South Africa off your dream list. That's never going to happen for you, bro. It's, even really? Rwanda Air flies to South Africa. I don't know who they take. I don't know who they take. Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'll be.
Folks.
But I know because the podcast is long. You guys got 8 minutes left, something like that. I don't know. But
Wait. Are you timekeeping on podcast?
No, because earlier on they said you only got the hour. Then I was like, the hour?
No.
Doesn't matter.
I'm here for long. I'm here for long.
Run it.
What I want to ask you guys a question because you guys do a lot of like philosophizing on this podcast.
Philosophizing?
We do.
Yeah. I want to know what your worst mistakes were last year.
You mean as a human being or as a podcaster?
No, not as a business. Because we analyze and I speak to OT so often about about podcasting.
Right.
Like, I don't want to talk about podcasting. I'm talking about it as a human.
Right.
As a human. I know last year, my biggest mistake was not doing enough stand-up. Right?
Mm.
Because that's left me in this phase.
This anxiety space that you're in.
But I know that my greatest reward at it last year was starting to run. Because it helped my mental health.
Yes.
The way I make decisions. The way I tackle things. And I can take that. And that's exactly the same application I'll do to my stand-up. But what were your guys' ones?
Great question.
It was a great question, actually. Before I say my ones, mm-hmm. I just want to give some people context. There are very few people in the world who know the Dukan Show as well as Simi does.
Yeah,
not true. Only does Simi know who we are, but he also knows, he hears all the things that don't make it into the episodes. So I feel very comfortable. Like, I feel very comfortable, but I also recognize we should give a little context. Simi has not only been a supporter of our show from the beginning, but also you hear everything.
Mm.
You know everything.
Day one.
I love
Day
you
one, round yeah. one. And I appreciate every minute of love that you've given to the show.
Mm. The more I get to know you, the happier I am that I responded to your DMs.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's what you said on the first episode. I was so happy you responded as well.
So, to go back to the question, what was the worst thing I did last year?
Yeah, just a mistake.
A mistake. I have to admit, The worst thing I did last year was not honor boundaries where I should have put them, which seems to be a recurring issue for Auntie Reem. Sorry?
Speaking to them.
Sorry, yeah.
Don't do the thing Akawi does.
So I got bounced off that chair. Exactly. By the way, Simi has been doing it this whole show.
Simi's been looking at me, so I've been moving. Anyways, back to it. So the worst thing I did last year was that I didn't put boundaries hard enough where they should have been around my time, my energy, and the way that I navigate friendships on a spectrum is I give so much when I decide that I love you and that you're a part of my life, sometimes to my detriment, which is where I got Akawi telling me not to, thank you very much, Oti, it's not to set myself on fire to keep someone else warm.
Mm.
I did that. I still do that. It's a work in progress.
Mm.
But that's the worst thing I did last year because it did hurt me a lot. So,
okay.
Best thing I did last year, started kickboxing. Yeah, yeah.
Can we zoom in on the traps?
No need.
No, she's covering them.
She's covering them.
with my scarf. No, it wasn't. It isn't about kickboxing or boxing. It's about the practice of doing something you're just not good at.
Yeah,
and doing that many times, you know.
That journey was cool because also it was called animal style.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this lady going to do? On day one.
It was never called animal style.
It was called animal style.
It was never called animal style.
I don't know what it's called, but there was a word animal somewhere over there.
No, there is, but it was never animal style.
Animal, flow. That's it. On day one, brother, let me tell you further.
You should send me a boxing poster. Day one, put it in the studio.
Day one, Reem was like doing, like she was like flexing her wrists, right? And I was like, yo, this is weird. In 30 days, she was walking like a monkey, dog. She was doing weird things.
A gorilla. Just like,
first of all, that's animal flow.
First of all, that was great.
That's called animal
flow. Just looking back at people like a silverback. Like, yo.
Bonobo.
But he's right. You know what? It should have been called animal flow because animals don't flow.
First of all,
that's exactly it.
First of all, we're not. Nothing is going to be called animal style in my life. There is nothing in my life, Simi, that will be called animal style. Okay.
I'm just saying that
animal style is pretty catchy.
Everybody's style.
Bro, for those 30 days or 40, when Reem starts anything on Instagram that says day one, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Put your notifications on, ladies and gentlemen.
Because I know day 40, I will kill you. Whatever this thing is, day one. I'm like day one of what a what. Day one of what are we doing? Okay.
All right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Day one of animal style. Okay. By day 40, I'm ready. I'm on.
And you know what's the thing with Reem is that she'll do 40 days of animal fun. You go like, Reem, you want to take this to like next level? Or you want to… No,
I'm done with it.
She's done now.
I'm doing this for me. Yeah, and showing everyone that you're doing it for 40 days straight and everyone wants a part of that.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
No, it ends there. I have no anxieties about
it. You know the amount of people that want to do animal flow with you?
I know. But it ends there.
And that's why
we got a life threat. Because of Reem's animal flow videos.
You got a life threat?
I did,
straight up. Random female DMs that wanted to just come and train with us. And I'm like, who is this? And I didn't respond. And then one of our friends, she actually DM'd.
And it's
him
a rare moment when OT doesn't respond to DMs.
By the way.
Karen, no. Sorry, actually, most of the DMs I don't respond to are random females. But
my man, bye.
There you go. And the reason why I don't respond is just sometimes the shit they say is…
It's animal style.
It's animal style.
Those DMs are animal style.
Animal style.
Yeah. And this one actually threatened one of our friends.
Yeah.
She was like, how dare you hang out with those people? And I should be there. They're my people.
This is the thing. Because I was sharing so much on my… At that time, I was sharing a lot. She felt a sense of ownership over our French, over us. And that she should be hanging out with us. And she was telling OT… It was a bit strange. The only reason I decided to put boundaries. Nobody's proud of me for putting boundaries. No one's proud of me. Anyways, can we move on? Because I feel like I've answered the question adequately. Thank you.
I feel that was khalas enough. Me and OT are good with this.
No. We're going in. OT, what was the worst thing you did?
This was the Khan show, ladies and gentlemen. Live 24 hours. Simi, thank you for having us on. It's been a while since we had Simi at the Khan.
Thank you very much.
Please, OT.
I want to know OT's one first. Yeah.
Mine first?
Yeah.
What mine is?
You got time to think. I was with you this morning.
Why didn't you drop? Why didn't you give me like a
hint that you were going to ask us?
I know we were academically sparring, my friend. We were testing each other.
Did you say academically sparring?
We were testing each other's mental capacities.
God damn. Oof. I love this guy.
Inspiration.
At 8 minutes 47 per kilometer, and then you're like, no, we got to go fast. You and your hateful friend.
No, I really, really see me. I must say, this morning was a great walk. Anyways,
where's the button? Where's the button?
Where was it?
OT first, please.
OT, what was the worst thing that happened to you last year? Or that
the
you
worst
did,
thing
la-
I did last
worst
year?
Worst thing you did last year?
I don't know why. Like, I'm thinking work stuff, and I'm trying not to. I'm trying to make it a bit more personable, you know, or personal. I think the worst thing I did last year was… I don't know. I'm sure I've done a lot of bad things.
It's not about bad things.
Yeah,
about
like mistakes. Yeah. Like just mistakes overall. I think…
Are we looking at something? Okay.
I'm thinking.
Okay, cool.
I'm staring into…
No, because you give the same look that someone gives. Like,
don't look at Hussein because his mistake was this year, not last year.
I was staring into the distance for inspiration.
Yeah, I thought you were staring. I was like, oh, is someone being mugged? And then I realized where I was.
No one's getting mugged anywhere close to here.
None. Simi, you're so traumatic about getting mugged.
No,
because you get mugged often. I think it's a hobby of yours sometimes.
It is. It is. I have a friend, actually. His name is Robbie. Ironic, I know.
Robbie the robbed.
And he gets robbed more than like once a month, guaranteed.
No.
You think he's probably on like the robbers hit list?
Yeah, hands
okay,
down.
Cool.
Hands down. Hands
and on. They know he's going to be a sport about it.
Yeah.
What does Robbie have today? Sorry, OT.
And he just shrugs like, shrugs with a smile like, shit happens. Yeah. It's okay, no, you guys can keep going.
I'll buy you time.
Let me
tell you. Let me tell you a mugging story, my friend.
Tell him a mugging story.
Many moons ago, I was on the south coast in South
right? Doing a gig. No, the North Coast. At a place called Margate. Beautiful beach. Horrible town. If the people of Margate hear this,
we've made it.
I hope
the
you
people
know.
Of Margate hear this, we've made it.
I hope you know. Your town sucks. Oh. Let me tell you. Wow. Straight up sucks. So what had happened was, I go to this convenience store and a guy comes with a knife. And he pulls out a knife and says, well, give me your money. And I hadn't been paid for the gig yet.
So you have no money.
Yeah, so that's my first line of defense.
Right.
And I was just like, yo. And I still grab him by the wrist.
I was just like… How big was the knife?
Wait, you grabbed him by the wrist?
So it was like a little switchblade. Yeah, okay. Okay, cool.
And so I grab by the wrist. I'm like, I don't have any money.
Wait, so he's holding the knife?
He's holding the knife and I grab the wrist.
You reach for the hand?
Yeah,
you're
wrist.
You're welcome to grab my wrist and demonstrate this. He grabs the wrist?
Wrist just like this. And I go… I haven't been paid yet for my gig.
You're so honest. Hoping, I love it.
Hoping he will understand. He's like, no, I need money. I was like, okay, cool. You know what? I've got my card machine.
Okay.
Let's go to that petrol station and I'll withdraw money for you.
Like, but what if he tells you withdraw everything?
Oh, you got limits on your cards and stuff in South Africa. So I go
and
inside.
They know they're like they're that financially mashallah.
Yeah. So then I say the ATM is inside the petrol station. Right?
Okay.
So I go inside with him and then I'm
are
like,
you still
hey.
Holding his wrist? Are
no,
you
no, no,
holding
I let
hands
him go
to the
no, no, no.
Okay.
And I let him know. I was like, yo, do you want anything? And he's like, yeah, sure. So he gets like milk and bread. And I was like, you don't need cheese or anything. He's like, goes.
Did you teach him how to make a sandwich with your air fryer? What the hell?
Bro,
you know what would go great with that cheese?
And this
a little bit of chop.
The story is true, right? The story is true. I get to the front to pay. The cashier looks at me going, did he pull a knife out on you? I was like, yeah. And he's like, and you're still going to buy him all these things? I was like, yeah. And then he's like, did you tell him that the knife was plastic? And I was like, I don't have the heart to do it. He's just
his
hungry.
Knife was plastic?
Yeah.
And you knew?
But he was so threatening with him. I didn't want to spoil his dream. Like, if he wants to be a thug, with his plastic knife, I don't want to stop him. Like, yo, man. I don't want to spoil it.
I can't.
Oh my God. What time was this again?
Shoot, this must have been at 11 p.m. at Margate's. 2009. So, 2009.
Oh, wow.
I wonder where he is now. I hope he's a leader of a gang somewhere.
With the same plastic knife?
He's smokes and like he pulls a cigarette for long. He's like, so you know the back end of 2009 I used to mug people with a plastic knife.
It's just the way Simi sees the world.
And you know, because back then I used to make a mean toasted cheese sandwich.
Wow.
And that inspired him to upgrade to a butter knife.
I can't, guys.
But I do get mugged off.
That was good.
Have you thought of your thing?
I mean, sure. I've had one, but like again,
you know what your
related.
Problem is sometimes? You just want to be… You want to go deep. It can be light. It can be surface level, this thing. My biggest mistake was I took a left turn instead of a right turn and I spent 4 hours in traffic. Done.
I mean, that too. I've done those way too many times. This is Dubai. That happens.
Can I take a guess at what your mistake
is? Go for
it. Consistency.
Ooh.
No, that was the greatest thing I've actually.
Really? You know, OT, we started… you started cycling when I started running.
Mm.
And you cycled 8 times.
Because they took my bike away.
Ah, you see.
It was sponsored.
Don't you have something in Arabic to say? Oti.
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 Oti. No, but I thought this is a deep conversation. So I want to listen to it.
But bro, also, by the way, like cycling is an expensive sport.
Yeah,
we said the same thing this morning.
Like bike alone, those road bikes, they go anywhere between like 17,000 to 45,000 dirhams.
Wait until you change the wheels.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, I can't keep up with the sport. I'm like, I need a sport. That is the cheapest thing I could do right now is weight training, plyometrics. That is affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
Or and go for a run.
Sometimes, because you do that, it's called plyometrics. The one where you jump on the boxes.
Yeah,
do you ever look at a fence and you go…
Tell him your goal for 2023.
I'll jump over that thing.
Let's go. Your goal for the end of the year? To jump over Reeb.
Boom.
Yeah, you can definitely do this.
That's the game plan.
Standing?
Is she doing animal style or standing?
Standing. There's no such thing as animal style.
It's been said on the podcast.
No, I'm training for it.
Okay, that's fine.
That's my aim.
Okay, so…
That's what I'm training for. So I'm working to develop more strength so I can actually jump over her without spreading my legs. Because that's easy. I could do that today.
Yo, can I tell you what you must practice? You must go do neck exercises.
I refuse. First of all, I don't just want to see where this leads.
Because there's a knee. A knee could be right over here. Their rims head.
My traps can handle the situation.
I'll be worried more about OT's rim than rim strap. OT's knee than rim strap.
Don't worry, I got this.
OT said, you know, he wants to work on his ankles. Brother, don't work on the ankles. You work on jumping over rim.
No, no, that's what I'm working on. My concern is, if I don't get there, I might kick her in the face. It's not the knee.
Oh, you're going to do it from Franz Taella first. Yeah. You're not going to do jump from the back.
No, front.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to slow-mo Reem's face. We need two cameras on this. One slow-mo on Reem's face and one on OT running.
I won't flinch. I won't flinch. Don't worry. Okay. I got this.
Okay.
Your turn.
We'll see.
What do you mean my turn?
I mean, he hasn't… He's avoided.
No. He's avoided. So, okay, let's answer. Let's answer.
The worst thing you've done this year
The worst thing I've done in 2022 was trusting too much.
And trusting
certain people, allowing them to do a bit too much and not calling it out when I should have.
Actually, I agree with that. That's fair.
You usually call out people there.
I usually do.
How come? What was the reason that you didn't call out the situation?
I didn't see it happening until a little later. And I'm like, I'm going to give them a warning, let them rectify it. And they didn't. And then it was 3 and 4 and 5. Eventually, I'm like, yo, cut the bullshit. We're going to fix it. We're going to deal with this shit right now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can actually believe that one from you. I know that when I do stuff for Dukan, right? So as you guys know, I'm a big fan of the show and I help out as I can.
Thank you.
Because I work in the evenings, I'm like a nocturnal person, much like tech.plg.
Yeah.
Right. So if OT asks for something like at 7 p.m. South African time, which is 9 p.m. Dubai time, I know that Tech and I will have it 3:30 in the morning Dubai time because we would have finished it. And OT allows for that. And I always go like, yo, what happens if we didn't send this? Because OT has never gone like, hey, man, you've been late on this thing.
No, he's not like that.
You, and also, the thing I always tell OT is that his burnout, this guy… That's the second worst thing. Yeah,
but he's done much better on it last year.
Bismillah.
Yeah.
Bismillah. Because last year I kept on telling him, I was like, yo, man, you are going. Mashallah.
Bismillah.
Yeah. Sorry. The long la. This guy went.
Mashallah.
This guy was moving. And I was like, yo, man, you're going to burn out. It's like, no, I'm fine. I'm going to take off 2 days. 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days. From January 2nd this year to January 9th, you couldn't get a hold of me. I was on the beach skitting.
I remember that.
Jiving.
You announced it too.
And you guys were just like, are we going to upload the episode? I said, Hussein, upload the episode. Baba. 10 a.m. That thing is done for. Don't stress. I mean, I'm on the beach. Guys are for, hey, where's this? Bye. 7 days. Bliss, brother. I'm swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like, are you guys wearing jerseys in your pictures? Okay.
Living his best life.
He's right, though. I think to Akari's point, you have been much, much better about it. But I think the work still continues.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, definitely.
That's beautiful. That and now it comes to my hero.
My hero.
Wallah, biggest mistake is not spending more time with you last year. I've
never seen anyone fan so much. Oh.
Look at this moment.
Oh, I miss you so much, bro. You're one of the… Like, legitimately, I find you… You're like an enigma to me. Even when… You know, once a Kawi sent me an email, I thought, okay, this is it. I'm going to be fired.
Why?
He's like, can you send me a report of all of the things we've done in the year 2022?
And
I was just like, okay, cool. And then I was like, let me make this thing nice at least. So if I go out, I go out with like a decent…
With a bang.
Yeah, with a bang, right? And I looked at the number. And I'm like, okay, cool. Then I turn on the Zoom. My guy's got a shirt and like a suit on. I'm like,
I just want to let you know, if he was going to fire you, he would never wear a suit.
Okay. you should have told me that before.
He would never wear a suit.
Because I'm wearing.
What do you mean? Let me lower the blow with my nipples. Why would I be in a tank top?
Listen, he'll be in a tank top and one of those like rubber aprons that you see at the butcher shop.
Like wiping powder on his apron. Oh yeah, by the way, you don't work here.
But you want a fillet?
Wiping bloodstains on his shirt.
Yeah.
So I put on the Zoom and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so serious. And you know me, what's my general, since I've been running? Athleisure. Me, I only wear athleisure.
I wear the Under Armour
trainers.
Yes, sir.
I wear a t-shirt. We could be any brand. I don't care. I wear a running cap. And I've always got running shoes on because I need to be somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got this cap and I decide, oh, maybe the zoom is bad. So I just turn it backwards. Maybe just be my hair. And as you know, man, I think I was wearing this bucket cap. And then I start going through it. And he's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he asked a question. I'm like, okay, cool. That's a decent question. And then you must understand, there's a lot of things going through my head right now.
Right. Right.
It's your idol. Your idol is about to fire you.
Don't meet your heroes.
You don't meet your heroes long
don't
enough.
Don't meet your heroes.
You don't,
the first, all these concerns.
Yeah, all these concerns. The first time you meet this guy, he doesn't talk. And he's like, oh, man, he definitely hates you.
Oh.
And then he's like, so can you send this thing to Hussein and me? And okay. I was like, anything else? He's like, no. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, five letter word starts with. Ends with the no. Free does not work. and then because we speak on in the DMs often enough and like right. and messages and like the one thing that I'm bad at that I try to work on is that I say things sometimes and then I don't fully commit to it. Like I've been trying to give this guy a plan. Literally, I've got it on my laptop. The email is still open. Hey Agawi, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't finish it because as and I say this as a South African. We are street children to the world. You guys don't understand. We take scraps. If OT told me, go make a poster, I'm a graphic designer.
That's
if,
it.
Yeah. If you told me to write a speech, I'm a script writer.
Yeah.
So in this thing, and I'm gifted at it, at podcasting and like being creative, sometimes I take missteps because I'm a street child because somebody will say, hey, I need you to do this thing from some other thing.
Yes.
And I say yes.
Yeah.
And then bang and then down do and I go do it. That's probably a mistake I'm making in 2023.
I respect that. I respect that self-awareness of knowing that, you know, they're specialized. Mm. It's always good. Mm. But the truth is that we're multi-talented.
Mm.
So it's much easier sometimes for us to just do the thing than to actually create a system which it can be delegated to.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was like, I mean, I think all of us actually come from countries that face that type of difficulty. Really?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I just think we're currently where South Africa sits is that we're just like in this crippling phase. And like, and for me, I'm a big, as long as I've got just a little bit of money, if someone give me 100 dirhams now, I can make it 400.
So
I've got that belief
in
me.
I love the hustle.
Nice.
First of all, just a question.
Mm.
There is a sense of a limiting belief that you have to break through.
Mm.
What would happen, you think, if every day I told you that you could actually have the universe? Because the thing about growing up in countries where we have to hustle is that ultimately we think that there's not enough. There's a scarcity mentality that's in every systematic layer.
So if you told me…
Me, Reem Hamid. Auntie Reem.
Okay, well, firstly…
There it is.
Firstly, I think I've stated this even on my own podcast.
What?
Without you guys. I mean, like, yo, there's… I find three women in this world incredibly attractive.
By the way, before you continue that sentence, also Reem wants to ask you to stop something before we finish.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, what he's about to say is going to annul that.
I'm just like, I just think she's the most attractive. Like, she's so intelligent. Like, I hear like the things that she says. I go like, okay, cool. That's brilliant. And, you know, and she's like genuinely beautiful, right?
Thank you.
So I look at her and I go like, so if you told me I had the universe, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks, Reem. You know, I would somehow believe it.
Okay, so who are these other two women that make the podium? I'm just curious because Akawi didn't make the podium in your in your assessment.
But he said women.
The three most beautiful women.
Your fourth, but he said three.
There's a lady that does… the cricket commentary from Pakistan. Her name is Zainab Abbas.
Okay.
Zainab
like
Abbas.
Really like
photo. She's married though, but okay. If something happens to her husband, Zainab, I'm alive.
I'm alive. He's alive and well.
He's ready.
And
he's an international
cricket fan.
And
a huge cricket fan.
And I'm a massive cricket fan. And I think the third one… sometimes when I do lists, I go like, oh… Maybe I shouldn't have said the number.
That's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
I think two is fine.
Two is good. Yeah. Two is good. I feel like I did better than Akawi on this one. So.
No. It's not a competition.
No.
Where are you flying to? Where are you flying to?
And it's a pigeon?
Yeah, you've got this. You've got this. Don't worry.
Okay. No, but see, this is what people don't see. This is always Reem.
What do you mean?
I'll give you an example.
Gloriously.
In 25 hours, they have ambassadorships.
Right.
So, alhamdulillah, because of podcasts and everything,
He's
the three of us are blessed with to get ambassador cards. All right. And Reem didn't tell me this. OT told me this, by the way.
But I'll say
Sunny, who's the PR director of 25 Hour, came and gave OT the three cards. Mm. Each card is numbered. Okay. Mm-hmm. So OT got number three.
Yeah.
Reem got number two. And OT told me, Reem runs up to him, she goes like, listen, tell me which number I got. Because if he got number one, I'm going to die.
No, I didn't tell you.
This needs to be addressed because you don't see this kind of behavior online.
Why are you so
you know what I mean?
Extremely competitive, first of all. I'm extremely competitive.
No. She didn't speak to me for a couple of hours and then I threw her my card. You know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of thing.
I did not say I would die. I'm not self-deprecating.
And look how positive I am.
No.
This is what I go through on a daily basis.
Let me tell you, I'm very competitive. And I said verbatim, if Akawi is number one, I'm going to burn this whole building down.
Oh, wow.
I did not say I'm going to die. That's not how I operate.
You're going to be in it when it burns down?
No, I'm not.
You're going to burn it
down.
And
you know why? Because I just am not used to being number two. That's all.
I'm just not used to it.
You know, either make me the top of the podium or put me in the garbage. I don't care. Either way, I'm okay.
But you know, it's just a card. Ground,
I'm sorry?
It's just a card.
Yes, it like is. A but card. You know what? That dude who just ran by you today, just a dude.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
There it is.
I know what you mean.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So Akawi didn't answer his question.
He said his biggest mistake was not hanging out with me. But it's not really a big mistake.
Okay, fine. And your greatest… what was it? What was the other one?
The worst excuse? The worst experience?
Well, yeah. Mainly just the mistake. The best thing, I mean…
I think there was like a small time… like a short time where I got in this really comfort zone and I knew it, but I still stayed in it.
Yeah.
And then I snapped out of it, but it took me a longer while to snap out of it.
Good one.
So that's probably it. You know what I mean?
Well played.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a good… That's actually really good.
And in your highlight, what was it?
My highlight? I think that you traveled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think even though like for other people… like I think I traveled a bit last year, but it was mostly work. But it's actually traveling. Like I saw two new places. One was Thailand and one was… which place?
Egypt?
I've been to Egypt. Sahel.
Sahel.
And Sahel Gahed. Sahel people, Egypt, I love you. I love you.
I don't know.
Sahel? Yeah, it's called Sahel.
Sahel. North Coast.
The North, bro. Wow, mashallah. I saw that and I'm like,
what country?
Egypt. But the water.
Country.
Bro.
Yeah.
The water.
Beautiful country.
The water, Simi.
I'm going to go. My dad.
And the highlight of that trip. All right. So we wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. We have to wake up really early because we need to get into this beach, which is in a compound that we didn't have a car to enter. Mm-hmm. So we had to wake up really early before the security comes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we go to this beach.
Sahel.
All right. Yeah. Sahel. All right. So we go to this beach early. You know, there's no one there except for the lifeguard.
What time is early?
Like 8. Yeah. They start, I think they start at 9. So they start at 9. Like the beaches. Yeah. Okay. They start at 9. So we get there at 8. All right. And we go, and we're 4 people. All right. So I sit down and I look in front of me, beautiful water, like I said, waves, beautiful sand, everything. Yeah. But there was a group of lifeguards that were getting briefed by this guy. Mm. You guys watch Baywatch?
Yes.
When you watch Baywatch, didn't you go like, that's a bit of an overkill to teach lifeguards? Bro.
Like it's just swimming.
The guy that was giving the training was so serious. And he was giving an hour of training and I did not blink. Bro, he was screaming at them. And every time a guy didn't even like… So basically he was telling these guys, all right, listen, I need 2 of you. All right, we're going to act like there's someone drowning. You guys are going to jump into the water with your buoy. All right. And then I need you guys, because they were in this part of the beach, I need you guys to take over their area. And because they went to this area, you other guys need to come and you need to like walk around the coast to make sure. Bro, the guy had so much peripheral vision that if one of those guys… that came to take someone else wasn't walking around. He stopped the whole thing. Made the guys that jumped in to rescue the fake person come back out and redo everything. He's screaming at them in like Egyptian like and screaming with their family names. It was so serious. And the funniest thing is because there were a group of different lifeguards. And you know that some of them were either at a beach or some of them were at a fancy hotel. How? Because of their tan line. So they're all… But you find a guy like tan line here, tan line… And then a guy that's just fully tan.
Yeah.
And I'm looking and I'm like… Wow. This guy probably lost someone. Mm. I hope not. Or,
yeah.
Because
no, he just cares about his
he's
job.
Intense.
Full on. Like Coach Carter kind of stuff.
No. But here's the thing. Caring about your job is one thing. Mm. And the intensity is something
else.
Like… And you know what? I'm going to put this as a call out to all our Egyptian friends. And maybe because Hussein's here too. Like, you know… There's an intensity that mimics what you see on TV shows and films when you're in conversations with people.
Yeah.
When you're passionate, when you get angry, when you're in love, when you're, you know, this, like there's so much intensity. And I start looking around like, where are the cameras? Because
I
it's like I'm in a movie.
Bro. I was afraid to pull my phone out, man, because that guy was very military. I was like, he's gonna make me. Do you want to be the guy, John? I'm like, no, bro, I just want to sit here.
I'm fine, bro.
All yeah. right, bro. It was amazing. Bro. 1 hour, I was.
Akawi is in awe.
Focus, oh, and my friends were like, "You don't want to like the waters."
No.
I'm right here now. All right, I'm learning. Leave me alone. Yo. Wow, man, I loved it. No. I loved Sahel.
So please let me know. Like, so, I'm generally
Sahel
curious.
And Thailand. Thailand, we learned a new language. Everyone knows that. I love that. So yeah, that was kind of the highlight.
That's the highlight.
The elephant sanctuary was great.
The elephant sanctuary was great. Oh yeah, but we didn't get to swim with the elephants because the water was disgusting. No. But anyways, so yeah, yes, Simi, that answers
those
your question.
Very good answers.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Can I ask Simi to take this?
Sorry,
take
one
out,
second. Like no. Before anything, were my answers better than Reem's?
Of course, of course, my answers were more concise.
you had the okay, but I'm a it's like humor is a big thing for me, so. The fact
is it humor or
gag?
Looks? Answer the question.
With me, they're not separated. I'm funny
how,
too.
Why are you going to…
On
gonna,
the spot.
It's okay.
And before you take us out, can you please answer this question?
You know, sometimes in life, it's not about winning.
Here we go.
It's okay to draw.
No.
You were funnier.
Good.
Draw.
Draw.
You were funnier. Draw. You won, bro.
Thank you.
My heart. And
take us out, Simi. Take us out. But before you take us out, I just want to say thank you for everything you do for the can. We love you.
I don't think
we'd be here without you, Simi.
You guys are talented.
We want you here as…
No, we were here. You just elevated everything. So we appreciate
thank
that.
You for everything.
I love
thank
you for that, Simi.
Thank you. I love you guys. I have a very special place in my heart for all three of you, including the people that work in the back, because it takes a lot to run a machine.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. And I have a South African machine of this version. If I had the type of guys around like you guys have, like solid guys, it would also be next level. This thing is amazing.
Shout out to Tech.
Even Hussein.
Shout out to Adam.
Adam's doing the team. And everybody, even Omar Taha.
Shout out to Taha. Keeping the numbers right.
I mean, yeah, our finance guy with the smallest wrists. someone take a photo of Taha's wrists and put it over here. So I just want to say, as we exit this, I love you guys. I appreciate all of you guys. I'm very grateful to know you guys and work with you guys. A lot of people don't have that luck to work with people they appreciate.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you. You love me. And we love all the people that listen to the Dukan Show.
We
out.
Boom. Love
you. Masalama.
Also, on this exit note, I want to address something that we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier.
Yeah.
The fact that your dad is on a Netflix show.
Yeah,
I found that out this morning.
I thought it was a joke when he was talking about it last summer.
Yeah,
but like his dad killed it.
Do you know how my
He's
dad
a monster.
Got it? Yeah, so one of my friends phones me up. He's like, hey man, did your dad speak Arabic? He wanted to translate a couple of things for us.
Yeah.
So I say, cool. Send him my dad's number. And my dad speaks to him. And then like an hour later, my dad phones and goes, I need to be in Pretoria tomorrow at 5 a.m. I was like, for what?
Yeah.
Fajr? And he's like, no. It's my call time. So my father's never been in like television. Or like, what do we know? Call time. He's 72.
Yeah.
So I say, call time. You know what a call time is, Dad? It's like, it's for when you act. I said, yeah, but you were doing translating. He said, yes. And then the person heard how I understood the Arabic so well. And I changed a couple of things in the script. And they said, why don't you act as the guy? And my dad was there. 5 a.m. sitting opposite Arnold Vosloo from The Mummy.
As
The Mummy. And I was like, wow.
A lot of actors started in their 70s.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins.
I think that's the example your dad is leading by.
Bro, I see my father looking out the window one day. I'm like, what are you staring at? And he's like, I'm just thinking. He's like, thinking about what? He's like, my future. Your future of what, my man? You are 72. He's like… What suit I'm going to wear at the Oscars? I was like, you what?
Wow.
You've acted in one thing. I was like, do you know in season two they're killing off your character?
You know, this kind of energy will not make you as plus one at the Oscars,
exactly.
My man. I just want to say that before we leave, bro. Simi, you need to be more positive. He's your old man. He got you here.
He does. Thank you.
All right.
He did. Thank you.
Shout out to Simi's dad.
Yeah. I love you, Dad.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.